Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
It is the 21st day of December. I'm Todd Gleason. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. On the phone line, Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. Hi, Jim. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, it's the winter solstice, and boy, it came in like it's winter, I suppose.
It sure did. You know, it's very rare that you see it come in right on the date, but it sure did this year. You know, we got about almost an inch of snow on the ground. I measured 0.9 inches this morning, and it's starting to look and feel like winter out there. And so, yeah, I think it has finally arrived.
It finally arrived, but this would be normally about the time we sort of get much colder, although sometimes maybe a week and a half ago it would be a bit colder. It's been holding steady, and I guess November was really warm. The first part of December was really pretty warm. Will we even it out over the next few days?
Well, you know, we could. It's actually going to return to something close to what we normally expect for this time of year, with highs in the 30s and lows in the teens and 20s. So very typical for this time of year. Saturday should be very nice, high, sunny at 34, and it's somewhat cold Saturday night with a low of 24. And then Sunday it's supposed to be at 38 degrees, and then on Monday night and Tuesday, which would be Christmas Day, there is a chance of snow. So right now they aren't saying too much about the amounts or anything, but at least it's in the forecast. There's a large system passing just to the south of us Christmas Day, so we might see some snow out of that.
That was traveling last night. Hopefully it won't be snow in the form of last night. It was slick and nasty and hard to see outside.
It was, and very windy conditions. I saw a few trees down in town today, and so it was not a very pleasant experience to walk around in that last night.
And the next one will be better than that. The snow is just kind of a few flurries on Tuesday.
Yeah, it looks more like that. So it's kind of, and it, although unfortunately, again, it'll be a kind of rain-snow mix because the temperatures will be hovering around the freezing mark probably when that falls. So, you know, it may not be much accumulation, but it may be kind of a repeat of icy conditions.
And so if you need to travel, it's going to be pretty easy to do that heading into Christmas. Christmas Day, it'll be all right. And then how about if you're headed out Wednesday and Thursday? What's that like?
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday, there's still a chance of snow on those days, and highs in the 20s and lows at night and around the 20-degree mark. So it will be fairly winter-like weather, and if we get anything on Christmas Day, it might stick around for a little while at that point.
Well, you have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And Jim Angel is at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. You have a great weekend, a very Merry Christmas. We do have a program for you on Monday, but of course, I'm going to take the day off. Markets are open on Monday. They are open on Wednesday of next week, and they're open on January 2nd, and they're also open on January 31st. So just keep that in mind as you make your way through this holiday season. I'm Todd Gleason.